News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. At least three people are dead after a National Guard helicopter crash near the southern border in Texas.
According to officials, the crash happened Friday afternoon while the helicopter was on a support mission near Rio Grande City. A U.S. Border Patrol agent and two soldiers were killed, and at least one more person is in critical condition. The cause of the crash is under investigation.
That's correspondent Tayshia Stevens. President Joe Biden committed to a floating dock off the Gaza coast, has set the U.S. Army in motion to complete that task. Here's the BBC's Will Vernon.
The Pentagon spokesman, Major General Pat Ryder, said the construction of a floating pier and causeway for humanitarian aid would take 1 to 2 months to complete. The project would involve more than 1,000 American service members to build the pier alongside a U.S. ship moored off the coast of Gaza. Once the humanitarian cargo arrives on the floating dock, it will then be transferred to smaller vessels and brought ashore. No American forces, said the spokesman, would be present in Gaza itself.
That's the BBC's Will Vernon reporting. Former Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez was convicted Friday in New York of charges he conspired with drug traffickers to enable tons of cocaine to make it unhindered into the United States.
He was seen as Washington's man. He had offered cooperation in many areas, in immigration, saying he was trying to help the U.S. to manage the migration flows towards the U.S. At one point, then-President Donald Trump had even praised Hernandez. He had extradited many people to the U.S., but at the same time, according to what the courts found, he was cooperating actively with many of these drug organizations.
The BBC's Luis Fajardo reports the charges carry a mandatory minimum of 40 years in prison and a potential maximum of life. Sentencing is set for June 26th. This is SRN News. The South Carolina Supreme Court is deciding the legality of a new private school voucher program.
Justices on South Carolina's High Court heard arguments on the constitutionality of spending taxpayer money on private schools through vouchers. South Carolina's Constitution prohibits state funds from directly benefiting any religious or other private educational institution. Opponents of the law say providing vouchers for private school tuition or fees is a direct payment. Supporters of the law say the money goes to a trust fund for parents to spend. Jeremy House, SRN News.
More Americans consider Donald Trump a stronger supporter of Israel than President Biden. A Rasmussen National Survey found 40% of likely voters believe the former president is a better friend to Israel, while just 27% think that Joe Biden is stronger. 21% say both men's support for Israel is about the same. This is SRN News. Authorities in suburban Detroit are investigating last Monday night's explosive fire at a building filled with vaping industry supplies. On WXYS-TV, Clinton Township Supervisor Bob Cannon said residents should not pick up canisters and other fire debris.
There are knives out there that opened up during the explosion that flew through the air. And I saw somebody go pick one up the other day and take it, put it in a bag and take it home. Again, that's dangerous. Please don't do things like that.
One man was killed in the blaze. It sent gas canisters soaring miles away in some cases. Travis County is the latest Central Texas county to declare a disaster ahead of next month's total solar eclipse. Officials in Austin say the declaration will help them deal with the large crowds, heavy traffic, and strains on first responders. The eclipse set to happen April 8th. More on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.